Okay, our learning should be in Schus Refu Shalema for Bela Bas Rachel, also for the Pesach Shar Chal Yisrael, Refu Shalema Mamish, and also for the Neshama of Yitzhak Meir Ben Gershon. Okay, so I guess we don't have so many more Wednesdays left together in Boca. Hopefully, this will be the last Wednesday we'll be Zochet to be in Yisrael, as the Shema will learn there. It's a very, very interesting halacha. You know, Sholem Adorshem Lifnei, Shloshim Yom Kodem Echag. And if you open up the first chelik of before we get full start on the offense on me, I apologize. Before we get to Hilchos Pesach, I want to just say one short idea. They say we've quoted this rabbi before, Rabbi Lizer Geldzahler, great rabbi, great Rosh Yeshiva. He had a yeshiva called Or Yisrael. Unfortunately, he was killed. He was hurt very bad in a car accident, and he later succumbed to his injuries. Tremendous goon and Or Yisrael. So he has an amazing idea about all these parshios. He says, you know, Truma Tetzava look very familiar to Vayakol Pekudei. If you actually look at the psukim, they're very connected. They're actually somewhat repetitive. So he said an amazing idea. He said, what's in between Truma Tetzava and Vayakol Pekudei? We have Kisisa. We have an Egel Azav. We have probably the greatest sin that Jewish the Klai Yisrael ever committed. So much of the Chazal say that every punishment that we have is somehow connected to Egel Azav. So he said an amazing idea. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach the Jewish people an amazing lesson. Truma Tetzava, things are going well in your life, but you have a Kisisa, you have an Egel Azav, you have a golden calf, and every single person has their own golden calf, their own thing, their own downfalls, their own challenges. What's the Avoda? Vayakol Pekudei. Pick yourself back up and build a Mishkan again. You build your own life again. It's not a time to be able to give in to Amalek and to be able to feel bad for yourself and get depressed and feel terrible for yourself. You have to build again. So a person has Truma Tetzava, and you have, and things are going well, but you have the Kisisa, and it happens to me all the time. Something, you know, you made a mistake, don't give up, don't give in to your Yitzhara, fight it, and they build a Vayakol Pekudei, you start over again. Nice little nugget for anyone who wants to be able to say a short Torah.
That,
yes?
Beautiful. Beautiful,
especially after what the Rav lived after the war. Amazing idea. Beautiful idea. Thank you very much. So back to Hilchos Pesach. So if you look at the first simon, it says over here, and you know, if you ever look at the Shulchan Aruch, he always gives like a little headline. What the simon's going to talk about. So what does he talk? He says, She'ein nofon al paneim b'chol chodesh nisan. That we don't say tachanun in all of Nisan. So if you're a Hasidish guy, you know, or if you're not a Hasidish guy, everyone has like a big smile inside, and it's a very, very happy thing. Everyone says it's a funny joke, but I don't like it so much. Then a non-Jew will never know the hana of not saying tachanun. Right? You've heard that before, right? Right? Yeah, that's what they say. It's a good joke, but at the end of the day, tachanun is the only reason why all our tefillos get answered. I can't say that I definitely have, you know, somewhat, you know, when the Gabbai bangs down on the bima, I do have like a little feeling inside, like, okay, gavaldik. But at the end of the day, we have to know that tachanun is a very, very holy thing. So that's what the siman is going to talk about. So you think that the Shulchan Aruch would say something about tachanun, the first sif. So what does he say? He says, Sholem Hilchos Pesach Kodem LePesach Shloshim Yom. He says you should talk about Hilchos Pesach 30 days before. And then he talks about Maos Chitzim. He talks about collecting money for the poor people, for Pesach. You know, Pesach is very expensive. And then, and only then, Sif Beis, does he talk about Tachanun. So the question is, if you're going to tell me that the whole heading is about Tachanun, then start with Tachanun. Why are you telling me about Maos Chitzim, and then going telling me about Tachanun? It seems to be extra pedigree. I'll just at least put it in the heading. It's not my question. I heard this.
Instead of Tachanun, it's a Dukkah.
Oh, okay, could be. Very good, very good. We're going to get back to that. Could be very connected. So I heard this from my Rebbe over Shabbos in the Shtibel. I'm sure everyone's ever heard of David Weinberger, the Beis Yitzchak in Jamaica States. In Jamaica States, there's a lot of Sephardi shuls, and you have a Young Israel Jamaica States, and then a Shtibel. So I heard it from him. He told me today it was a question from a Rav in Muncie, Rav David Schlesinger. Moving on now to the Parsha. We're going to get back to that in a second. So if you look at the Parsha, Vayakol Pekudei, He says they have a great, there's a great sefer. I don't really use it so much. I should probably use it more often. Chassidus sefer called the Ava Shalom, Menachem Mendel of Kassav, one of the great Gaonim. So he says Vayakel, very interesting. The word Vayakel is Gematria 151. What else is Gematria 151? Mikvah. Mikvah is also 151. And he goes through a whole Kabbalistic idea why specifically Vayakel is a mikvah, but I want to understand in more of a practical way why specifically is this gathering right after the Egel Azov, what's the mikvah going on here? So two questions. Number one, why specifically in the Shulchan Aruch does Rav Yosef Karel, he writes about Tachanun and then he skips over Tachanun, Ma'oz Chitim, and then he talks about no Tachanun in Nisan. And number two is what is so special about this kihila, this gathering that the Av HaShalom says Vayakel is Gematria Mikvah. Yes. Sukkot too, Taka, but specifically the whole Nisan. It's a tremendous difference on the old Tishrei. You know, we say Tachanun in some of the days of Tishrei. So he wanted to say an amazing idea. Let's go in order. You know, there's a Chazal that says this: when you have two, three questions, you should try to go in order. We'll try to go in order here. So he quoted this from Schlossinger of Muncie. I'm not sure if this is the Eila Advarim, but an amazing idea. We're going to quote everything in the names that we're going to try to quote from. Why? Homadavar b'shem Amro, maybe Gula Olam. When you say something in someone's name, you bring a Gula. So the Al-Sheikh says, I'm not sure if I said this before here, but the Al-Sheikh says, why is it when you say something in someone's name that actually brings redemption? So we know that the Mishnah says, you know, even though we're going to Nisan, we're still in a little Adar, so we could hold on to Adar a little bit. He says, the Pasuk says, V'tomar Esther l'melech b'shem Mordechai, that Esther told Achashverosh in the name of Mordechai that what? That big son is Heresh, we're gonna try to plot to kill him. So Achshu says, why is it that when you say something in someone's name, that actually brings Gula to the world? It says Esther told Mordechai, I'm gonna tell the king in your name. And Mordechai told Esther, no, Esther, I want you to get on your husband's good side. I want you to say that you found that. There was such a level of Achdus that each one of them wanted the other one to get the credit, and that's Avas Chinam, and that's why specifically it brings Gula. Now, not what I had planned over here, but a little bit connected. Why is it, says Rav Schlossinger, why is it that Rav Yosef Kairo put Moz Chitim first and then talked about Tachanun? He says, what's the whole reason why you don't have Tachanun in the first 12 days of Nisan? What's the whole reason? Not because Nisan's the more happier month than Adar is the happiest month. He says because of the Karbanos HaNisim. Because the Nisim brought the Karbanos the first 12 days, right? Nachshon Ben Aminadav brought the Echa B'Nisan, right? Everyone brought a carbon. There's even a minug brought down by the Zohar that every day of the first 12 days of Nisan to be able to say the carbon. It's even in the back of the Siddur. It's Chanukah. It's laying in Chanukah. How did the Nisim become the Nisim? So he wanted to say, it's an amazing idea, the Nisim were the people in Mitzrayim who were forced to be able to look at the quota of the Jews, right? The Egyptians, right? The Nazis didn't get this from and the Nazis learned from Paro, right? Paro hired Jews to watch over the Jews. And he told these Jews, you make sure that your brethren, your brothers and sisters get the bricks, because if not, we're going to beat you. And what happened? They had such a love for the Jewish people, they didn't beat them, and they took the beatings themselves. The Nisim took the beatings themselves. So the whole Inyan, the whole reason why we don't have Tachanun, was with the Karbanos HaNisim. And how did the Nisim become the Nisim? Because what they did for the Jewish people. So now Moz Chitim fits in perfectly. Moz Chitim is looking outward, right? And not just worrying about your own bill for Pesach, but about caring about other people. I know there's someone in Miami Beach that I know, he goes into Kastner's, I'm sure you all have heard of Kastner's in 41st Street. He literally gives them a certain amount of money and gives them a list of families in a very, very, very sneezistic way. He says, these people could come in whatever they want, they're here to be able to get. Pesach is a very expensive holiday. So why is it that does Rav Yosef Kairo put Moz Chitim first and then Tachanun? Because they're all connected. Karbanos, the reason why we don't say Tachanun is because of the Nisim, because the Karbanos they brought. And how did they become Nisim? Because they cared about other people. Number two, why Dafko this Vayakel's Gematria Mikvah? So there's a sefer called Ol Aryeh. It's an amazing, amazing sefer. It collects a lot of great stuff. He says, what? They're just coming out of an Egel Azov. They're just coming out of a war. 3,000 people just died. There's a tremendous, tremendous lack of unification. So the reason why the Vayakel, and the Medrash says that there was no Vayakel up until this point. The Medrash says that. I'm not sure if it's Medrash Tanchuma, but the Medrash brings down that there's no Vayakel up until this point in the entire Torah. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to tell the Jewish people, now that we sinned, we got that out of our system, and we had a fight, we were wrong with each other, we unfortunately how to take care of what we had to take Now it's a time to come together. Now it's a time of tremendous unity. So I wanted to say, maybe, just maybe, that's why Vayakel, specifically this Vayakel, is to such a level, it's a mikvah. Because what does a mikvah do? A mikvah, a person walks into a mikvah, he's tameh, or she's tameh. And when you come out of a mikvah, you're tahar. And the number one way to be able to be tahar is when you gather together with other people, when you unify, when you come together with other people. I was just at the I was up north for on Sunday for the Chag HaSvicha. So what happened was, Rav Schechter said an amazing idea. Rav Schechter said, he said on Rav Chaim's tombstone, he said, Rav Soloveitchik quoted, that it doesn't say that he's the biggest gaon, the big Talmid Chacham. What does it say? It says, Isha Chesed. He was a man of Chesed. He was a man of kindness. Because at the end of the day, you could learn a lot of Torah. You could be having all the Chakiras and the Rabbi Akiva Egers. But at the end of the day, if you're not helping that person on the airplane who's struggling to put that their wheelie on, or holding the door for someone else, the Torah, Yimein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. Yimein Derech Eretz Ein Torah. And I saw an amazing quote. I'm not sure if this is exactly true, but I saw it on Revach.net. If you ever need a quick Dvar Torah, Revach.net, amazing. So they also have quotes there. It's also from Rav Chaim Brisker. So he says an amazing quote. He says, a person who closes his Gemara because he must perform a chesed, his Gemara is still open. A person who opens his Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, his Gemara is still closed. Pretty deep. A person who closes the Gemara because he must perform a chesed, his Gemara is still open. And a person who opens his Gemara to avoid doing a chesed, his Gemara is still closed. Because at the end of the day, sometimes the Yitzhar makes us think, oh, you're doing something ben adam lamakum. You're learning, you're davening. My wife's asking me to go to the supermarket right now. Does she know I'm such a Talmid Chacham? I have to be able to learn Torah. No. I'm learning this every day of my life. My wife asked me to bring the garbage out. Not in a minute, not in 2 minutes.
You better.
Exactly. You bring the garbage bag up. That's what Rav Chaim, it says Ish HaChasa. Just so we'll be able to say two more things, and then a quick Maisa. So they say, I saw Rav Biederman. Rav Biederman is a tremendous Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. His Svarim are catching like wildfire. So this Svarim called the Berach Chaim. So he says in a great Chasim Sofer, he says, if you ever look in Shema, there we see two times where we're commanded to love Hashem. The first paragraph, right? And the second paragraph says, "B'chol levavcha v'b'chol nafshecha." You have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all your heart, with all your soul. So why do you need two? Why do you have to have, just tell us once? Tell us in the first. Tell us in the second. So the chasm is over. Oh, the chasm is over. Oh, you're enoch, right? He says the chasm is over. There you go. Chasm is over says the first loving Hashem is b'chol levavcha. It's just singular. You can't. That's a great thing. You should love Hashem. But when you love Hashem with other Jews, when you unify together, and you have a Purim, you have a Shabbos together, you have a Seder together, but that's the second Avas Hashem. And when you have an Avas Hashem together with other Jews, it's a much higher level than an Avas Hashem, just an individual personal thing. Personal Avas Hashem is great. And the person, the Rambam writes that to one of the six consummates. But when you come together with another Jew, and you have that Avas Yisrael together, that's on a much, much higher level. And then, just I had to quote this, Rav Yaakov Bender, he's the head of, I think, Darchei Torah in Farakwe. So he recently just spoke at one of my Rebbeim shuls in North Wimmer, Rabbi Arya Liebutz. He'll be here the Shabbos after Pesach. Highly recommend. Very, very special person. So he quoted in the thing, he quoted a Chasam Sofer, Shuvas the Orachayim Simen Kuf 180. So Kuf Peh. I didn't look it up inside, but the Chasam Sofer writes, he wrote this whole tshuva, and right at the end of the tshuva, he writes, I wrote this tshuva without svarim because I don't want to disturb my wife who's resting in our library. Unbelievable. Pretty chashuv, no? I wrote this tshuva in memory, probably like a 5-page tshuva, and I'm assuming it's something like that. But the rest is from memory. Because at the end of the day, not waking up as Rebbetzin, not waking up as wife was more important than getting every little detail, So but before we get to the mice, just to be able to close up, we said a quick word from Blazer Galzal. Why does it say Vayakob Akude? It's the same thing as Shuma Tetzava. No. Because in between there's a kisisa, there's a failure. There's something that we did wrong, but the avod is to take your kisisa and build up again Vayakob Akude. We started with two questions. Why is it in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Chav Tes? It says Maos Chitim and then Tachanun. It should say that in the heading. It just says Tachanun. Right? And the second question we said was that at the end of the day was, why is Vayakob a mikvah? So we answered the first question saying no, because the whole inyan of the Karbanos HaNesiim is the reason why we don't say Tachanun. And the Nesiim became the Nesiim because of their love for other Jews, that they took the beating. So their brothers and sisters didn't have to work so hard. And that's specifically why we don't have tachanun. And that's why it says Moz Chitim first, because Moz Chitim is caring for other Jews. And that's what the whole vort of Ayako Moshe is called Aspen Yisrael. That Moshe gathered to the Jews together to tell them that now that we had the Egel Azov and 3,000 people died, now it's time to come together. Because the mikvah is the unification of the water, it's also unification of Klal Yisrael. We said the different ideas from the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim said at the end of the day, it says on his tombstone, Isha Chesed. We said from the Chasam Sofer, when a person loves a Kaddish Baruch individually, that's great. But when you love a Kaddish Baruch together, that's on a much higher level. So I know there's a minhag in Chodesh Nisan, to say Berachas Ilonos. Say the bracha for a new tree. It happened to me in my math class in DRS. He was a very chod, Mr. Malibam. So if you ever memorize that bracha, not a short bracha, you give... It's a long bracha. You need to give us like 5 points extra on the test. I didn't get the 5 points, but it was long. But hopefully everyone comes to me, I'll give you 5 points on your test, Bezer Shem. So he says, so Rav Zoberstein writes, Rav Zoberstein, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's brother-in-law, I got this in Feldheim. Have you ever been to Meir Sharm? So Feldheim took over the old Manny's. So I got this like 50% off because this little chip on the cover over here. It's really not I didn't care because it's all about the Haggadah, but I got it on Sukkot time, so it was great. There's a great, unbelievable story about Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zerze was actually just on Shabbos, so I thought it would be very kedai to say ma'aseh from him. So what happened was, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman was a tremendous Rav of Yisrael. He walked around with a smile all over his face. And what happened was, he was the Rav in Rechavia, in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, over there in Shari Chesed. His son now is the Rebbe there. He's the Rav. So, in the Grah, in the Shul of the Grah. Great Grah. Oh, unbelievable. Very hard to daven in there. You have to like squeeze your way in there. You know what I'm talking about. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about. So, Shlomo Zalman is getting ready to go to someone's house because they heard that there's a new tree and you want to say Berachas Ilanos. Suddenly, Shlomo Zalman said, "You know what? I'm probably gonna go to someone else." So they asked Shlomo Zalman, like, "I don't know, in this backyard, the actual hiddur mitzvah, they actually have like more than one tree. There's actually two or three trees growing there." So he said, "No, I'm gonna go do my hiddur mitzvah." Excuse me, my hiddur mitzvah in someone else's house. Whose hiddur mitzvah, whose tree backyard did he go to? He went to an almana's house. He says, because at the end of the day, you know, she only has one small tree there. She has one small tree at the end of the day. And it could be that the hiddur mitzvah, it might look like the hiddur mitzvah is to go where there are all the two or three trees there. But at the end of the day, my hiddur mitzvah is to be able to go show the almana. And he writes over here, having the amana look in the window and she sees people coming to her tree and they could have gone anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael and anywhere else in Yerushalayim, that's my Heder Mitzvah. Hashem should bless us. We should be zochet from the zochem and pesachim Yerushalayim to coming together in the achdus.